Hello, my name is Mara and I'm 10 years old.
Hello, my name is Hector and I'm 8 years old.
I'm 10.
And you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Aristeos, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 3 of Chinese New Year week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Quizlet after the music today. We're listening to music by Chinese composers to help celebrate the New Year. Chinese New Year, or the Spring Festival, takes place over 15 days, and each day has a theme. Day 5 is the birthday of the god of wealth. People eat dumplings and shoot off firecrackers to get the god's attention in order to ensure his favor and good fortune in the new year. Today's musical selection is perfect for the spring festival. It's called Spring Dreams, which was composed by Dr. Chen Yi. She was born in China in 1953. Here's a quote from her in the American Composers Forum. She says, "Regarding my compositional style, I believe that language can be translated into music. Since I speak out naturally in my mother tongue, in my music there is Chinese blood, Chinese philosophy and customs. However, music is a universal language. I hope to get the essence of both Eastern and Western cultures." And she says that is for the peace of our new world. Spring Dreams was written in 1997. It was commissioned by the vocal group Chanticleer. And the text was taken from a poem that's more than 1,000 years old. The poem goes like this. "Spring dreams, unconscious of dawning, not woke up till I hear birds singing. Oh, night, long wind and showers, know you how many petals falling?" Here's Spring Dreams by Chen Yi, performed by Chanticleer.
Thank you.
so neat. That was Spring Dreams by Chen Yi, performed by Chanticleer. Tomorrow, we will learn about some more Lunar New Year traditions and find out why, for a while, Western music was a no-no in China. And Chen Yi talked a little bit about that in terms of composing Spring Dreams. Okay, now, kids commuters, Quizlet time. All week we are asking you this question. We're dropping you some hints, and if you get it right, we'll give you a shout out on the air, send you a prize pack, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize of 50 packets of applesauce from Go-Go Squeeze. Okay, here's the question. We've learned that each year of the Chinese zodiac is assigned to a type of animal. According to the Chinese zodiac, this is the year of the what? What is it? Now, some props to throw out this morning. Oh, hold on a second. I'm checking a text. Because it looks like, yes, Bronwyn and Gwyneth have this correct in Traverse City. Okay, that came in just now. Good job, ladies. Hazel in Rapid City had it correct. Elizabeth in Charlevoix. Eden in JL in Downing, Wisconsin. And yes, on her second try, brava, Lyndon in Frankfurt got the answer right. And again, Bronwyn and Gwyneth coming in just under the wire this morning. Okay, here's another hint for you in case you are not on this list yet. This animal is a type of large cow. It's used as a draft animal, which means it's an animal that pulls heavy stuff like wagons or plows, and used by many different cultures since 4000 BC. And they're not just in China. They're mentioned in the Bible. And they're in Old Norse myths about Thor and stuff. And here's a bonus hint for you. They're often used in a simile, saying someone is as stubborn or strong as blank. What animal is this? Do you know? Send us the answer in a text message. Don't forget your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you don't know, don't stress. We'll have one more hint for you tomorrow. All right, that's Kids Commute for today. I'm Kate Botello. Have a fabulous day.
Interlaken Public Radio.